Hello, Aaron here, and welcome back to Daily Tech News. I hope you've had a fantastic week so far. And so, yeah, I did not put an episode yesterday. I'm sorry about that. And so, today I do not unfortunately have a double episode because I have a packed schedule. On Mondays, I have my FRC robotics, first robotics, and then I go teach like middle school robotics on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. On Fridays, I have FRC robotics again, and on Saturdays, I have FRC robotics again, and I have to fit school in there. So it's getting a little tight. And so, yeah, so I'm gonna post periodically, and I am going to maybe have some special episodes coming around. I got some people who are interested. And so, yeah, so welcome back, and I hope you had a nice yesterday. And yeah, so let's get into it. So today we're gonna be talking about GitHub, but or more the topic of version control. And so yeah, let's get right into it right after this message from my sponsor. The answer to every one of these questions is really simple: Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start. That's ANCHOR dot FM/START to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. And welcome back. And so first, we need to talk about what GitHub is. And so GitHub is a version control software, just like the main topic today. And so it is considered the standard when it comes to code management, and many professional developers use it because it is easy to use and very powerful. And actually, GitHub is now owned by Microsoft, and so Microsoft recently made a change to GitHub, making it so that you have an infinite amount of private repositories. So that's nice. So if you have a project that you don't want other people working on, there you go. You can use it. And so some advantages of the tiers that cost money are unlimited collaborators and private repositories. So when you have a private repository with a standard account, you can only have three people working on it. And but with the Pro membership, you can have unlimited. And so pricing for Pro is $7 a month, and you can buy a team edition for $9 a month per user per month, and Enterprise Edition per user per month. And so actually, there are some other alternatives to GitHub, such as GitLab, Bitbucket, and SourceForge. And so GitHub is growing insanely fast because of how powerful it is, but all these other ones are used widely as well. And now you might be thinking, what are some GitHub tools that would be helpful for me or my business? And so some tools include the fact that you can collaborate on the same project, you can fork projects and work on them, you can create pull requests and see if the owner will allow you to make your changes go into the main code, you can create issues and suggestions on repositories, you can view changes and revert back to a certain version if needed. You can view side-by-side changes to the code, and you can comment on code changes. So if you're like, what the heck is this? Why did someone add this? You can put a comment, and then people can reply to it on that page. So now you might be thinking, what are some advantages or downsides of GitHub? And so with the advantages side, you already know that there's so many tools. Like, I listed only a few, but a lot of those are really nice. And some other advantages are, you can create and modify files on GitHub rather than changing it, then re-uploading it. It also has amazing documentation, and you can get free front-end web page hosting. So you can't have PHP or server-side code, but you can have HTML static pages, you know. And it does have a URL that's tied to GitHub. And yeah, so some downsides is the main learning curve. There's like such a big learning curve for due to how powerful it is, but there are a lot of tools that can help you. even ones from GitHub. So go check that out and you can get help that way. All right, so if you want to check out GitHub, you can go to github.com on any browser of your choice. Sign up, it's free. You get all the amazing things I said. And so, yeah, so if you want to hear more from me, to go ahead and subscribe to my podcast. If you want to sponsor me, please go to anchor.fm/AARON-SANTA-CRUZ/support so I can keep rolling out episodes whenever I can for you guys. I enjoy doing this, but sometimes I also have time. So yeah, plan for there to be an episode tomorrow about 10 things for Wednesday. So yeah, I will see you guys in the next episode of Daily Tech News.